DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
Andrew.
Sorry, Huddy.
You just got over the flu.
I guess I can look forward to another month of this.
Not anymore. You don't have to suffer through cold and flu season this year, thanks to Hibernol.
Huh?
Other flu medicines let you sleep for 8 or 10 hours. Hibernol lets you sleep through the entire flu season, usually between 2 and 3 months. You can't buy stronger medication in this country. Unlike other medicines, which contain small doses of mild sedatives, Hibernol contains a powerful narcotic, and plenty of it. Hibernol lets you sleep, and sleep, and sleep, and sleep. While you sleep, living off stored body fat, the cold runs its course. And in fact, other colds and flus may come and go, but you won't even know it, because you're out cold. Month after month after month, nature works its healing magic.
Daddy! Daddy!
Feeling better, honey?
I feel great! The cold's all gone! Did I miss anything?
Not much.
Oh, I missed the Super Bowl, didn't I?
I've got it right here.
I love you, honey.
Hibernol. It knocks your cold out while you're out cold. From the makers of Comedose.
I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
It's your turn as a runny nose and maybe as a throat. Pretty soon you're talking with a finger in your mouth. If you're sick or wrong, you're vulnerable the most. Cause I'm the coronavirus, motherfucker.
Watch your
hands. I am the coronavirus. I am the coronavirus. I am the coronavirus. I'm coming for you all.
Episode 318, Matador caught the vid.
That's right, folks. It happens to the best of us, and it happens to the worst of us, and that's how it happened to Matador.
Yep, it's been a rough few days. Gotta say, the first couple days, I thought I was dying. A pounding headache, extreme back pain, high fever. Slept for 30 hours. On day four of the shit. Fuck yeah. China.
30 hours of rest is pretty dang good, actually.
Just been chugging NyQuil and sleeping for like a full day, pretty much.
Party.
Drinking my first beer since the infection.
Little cabin.
Modern Times West Coast IPA dungeon map.
Ooh. For all you D&D fans out there.
D&D fans, that's right. What you just heard was a punk medley of coronavirus songs. And yeah, man, what can you say?
No, nothing about that should shock you in any way.
That there's that many COVID punk songs?
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, I feel like we've done this theme a million times. And it's like, oh, but there's 8 gajillion songs at this point that, you know,
that are all like released now. Yeah.
In the last couple years, you know, the stupid ass pandemic. And I went on vacation to Trinidad, California.
Beautiful place.
But I think the infection happened actually last Friday night. I went to the Down Low, the scummiest bar in Chico. Or one of them.
Yikes.
But what the hell? What can you say? And yeah, man.
I don't know. I went and saw the Blue Stones at the Independent in San Francisco, and I was super excited. And then I realized, holy shit, they're the opening band.
Okay, who was the next band?
They were fucking terrible. They were called Das Rock. Like. Imagine
DOS Rock.
Imagine like Machine Gun Kelly, but like from Brooklyn, and not as talented.
That sounds terrible. And mainstream shows.
And there were super weird, like ultra goth chicks there, like with like black boots, with black fishnets, and a black miniskirt, with black lipstick, and like. Chainmail armor, and you're like, what in the fuck?
Probably the latest fad. We're old as shit, and I certainly feel old as shit as the corona has enveloped me.
I would say the coolest thing about it, though, is that I got a paper ticket.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, man, I'd like to come see some shows in the Sacto, but who knows with the virus flaring. Holy shit.
I mean,
seems like everyone I know is catching that shit.
Part of that, though, is that it keeps, like, emasticating itself into different mutations, and they keep becoming weaker and weaker variants, right? Like, they're more contagious, but they're less deadly.
That's true. My wife has lost her smell and sense of taste.
Oh, no.
Today. So I may as well drink a beer while I can still taste it. What's up?
My wife lost her sense of taste when she had the vid and completely freaked out because she was like, but I'm a hyper taster. This isn't right. Like, I swear to God, she could taste like a pinch of salt in a vat of soup. Like, she just knows. She's like, you put like a pinch of salt in there. You're like, what the fuck? That serves 300 people. She's like, yeah, I know. I can taste it. What the fuck? And then she couldn't taste it all. And she was, like, freaking out. She was like, "What? Is this how other people live?"
Swine fat right there. And you did not lose your sense of taste or smell?
No, I just had, like, the raging headaches and body aches.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's exactly me. And I had a mega fever, dude, that I don't even know how high it was.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah. Like, I could have died, probably, and just
Your blood's
there.
Boiling.
Just, whatever, dude.
Whatever, I'm just like 103. You die at 104, it's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, we're going to play some more tracks. This is Rhyme and Treason, still bringing it to you. Matador caught the vid. Rhyme.
And Covidiots of Treason.
I got virus, hey, coronavirus, fuck man. Tenchi and LaCour. Corona, spell it Thursday, nigga. Look, I got the virus, coronavirus.
Yeah. atomic bomb. I don't got nothing. Gone completely. You feel like a scumbag when you're out of court. And it's a sick, sick, sick world. So what do you do, kid? Come on, damn. It's your turn. Yeah, it's your turn. And there is the gold. It's the name of the beast. It's gonna die, so I'm gonna make the bleed. But don't go back, boy, go back to back. With the leg, make the charge of the buzzer. That is a sick, sick, sick world. So what are you doing, kid? Come on, damn. It's your turn. Yeah, it's your turn. Fuck you. Sick, sick world. So what do you do, kid? Come on down. It's your turn. Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah, it's your turn.
Episode 318 coming at you, Matador caught the vid.
This COVIDian over here is so diluted on NyQuil and hallucinating from his fever dreams and everything that he doesn't even know how to press record on the stupid machine.
Oh yeah, that's right. And this time I did record. Yeah, man, what can you say? Got a lot of punk on this one, some hip-hop, a lot of coronavirus songs. In the background, Sick Man, Alice in Chains.
Sick Mario.
Because I am a sick man.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until it's you.
That's true. And, yeah, what can you say? Made it 2.5 years without catching the shit. How long ago did you get it, Gower?
Pretty much right after I got boosted. Like, you know how, like, there's like a 15 day window or whatever, you're totally happy to that window. It's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. My long term effects are like heart palpitations and shortness of breath.
Sounds sweet. Did you have a severe cough during it?
No. I mean, I definitely coughed and whatever, like you do when you have a fever or bad cold, but it was, I don't know. That's what's weird about it, right? Is that it hits everybody just slightly different.
Yeah, it's fucked up, and yeah, I feel like so fucking weird. I hate it, and I hate the fact it's a man-made virus from China.
You're gonna wave catcher West Coast from New Glory,
right down the street from Gower and Industrial Park Brewery.
Soon to be on the other side of town from Gower.
That'll be good, though. He'll be living in a nicer area.
I'll be down by the river.
Hope you enjoyed Down by the River, one of our previous episodes that Gower made.
Yeah, it's true. I actually did something this time. Or that time.
I'm trying to do something since I can't go back to work because I'm testing positive for COVID.
Are you still testing positive?
I have not tested myself, but Tuesday was my first day of testing positive, so.
Are you using the home test kits? Or?
That's right. We just got 5 more from Amazon.
Alright, well.
Sweet reality.
I got like a fucking box of those things, man. And yeah.
When you move. The next time I get it.
I have like, seriously, I have like 45, 50 kits.
Damn.
Yeah. But it was because there were, when the school closed for the summer, right, they just had a shit ton up in the office, and it was like, take whatever you want. And like, it was like the end of the day on the last day, and I was like, I'm just gonna take the box. And they're like, cool.
What a weird reality we're living in. The future fucking blows.
It's wild, man. Wild. Like, we're talking to each other on the internet so that we can record something in real life, but on a computer, to then put on the internet. It's weird.
It is weird, and this show should be pretty cool. A lot of random cool tracks I just discovered today by searching coronavirus stuff.
That's wild.
Well, let's
get back to them then. Let's check them out.
All right, we're going to play some more music now. Thanks for listening. Here we go. Coming up, Pandemic featuring the Lone Ninja and someone.
Wow.
DJ Mad Hands.
Of course. Why wouldn't it?
And you'll hear a ton of shit, ton of punk, and yeah, I feel
and
like
DJ Mad Hands in there. Shouts out. Thick rain,
like Matador caught the like fucking bid. Here we go. Rhyme.
Storm started.
And the Mad Hands of trees.
His face, his eyes were different.
By the time they tried to evacuate the cities, it was already too late. The infection was everywhere.
The virus is harvesting, what do you mean? 8, 7, and 3 begin life in the lab of the first war with vaccines. Millions died in the first week of the pandemic dreams. We are the deep black death, smallpox, mutated disease. Flu shot propaganda from all population and troops. Avoid the prey, it might have sneaked into the room. It's now we're born with 5 storms, signal our doom. The death returns with the pissed off zombie moon. The sprinkler system equipped with the UAG, where they round up survivors in the core facility. Watch the process of terror from the hill near the stream. I remain in the gas mask, I still filter my water clean. This isn't past tense or the plague of Athens. Couldn't be eradicated like smallpox in action. Avian influenza where the jet stream is how it happens. 2020 combined with coronavirus, body stacking.
The world is now at the start of the influenza pandemic.
He started his writing. He was in the street outside. It was coming through your windows.
Sequence the virus and determine its origin.
It was a virus. There was something in the blood.
A virus which has been engineered at genetic level to be helpful rather than harmful.
This city's sick like disease and it can't be cured. A few that remain, their brains stained with the bloodshed. When the smoke screens fade, death, disease. You feel a burning sensation, nothing remains. This city's sick like disease and it can't be cured. A few that remain, their brains stained with the bloodshed. When the smoke screens fade, death, disease. You feel a burning sensation.
You have to act fast, grab your gas mask. Bad disaster has passed. Anarchy, cataclysm. Stand guard, please. Blast your big guns. Havoc's begun. Viral outbreak. Tragic things done. Crowds renounce faith. Our children's horror witness. Broke the hopes of optimistic. Scope is post-apocalyptic. Known as harsh and vicious. Gross and darker. Throwing darts blow apart the wicked. Fools know I'm sadistic. Cold, my aura is sick. Soldiers start resistance. Enemy troops in NBC suits. We shoot, then we regroup. Conquer weak with armored fleet. Bomb the streets with Dr. Creep.
The scientific criteria for an influenza pandemic have been met.
You didn't need a doctor to tell you that.
This virus is human.
The radio stopped broadcasting. There are reports of infection in Paris and New York. The army decades were run.
What size is known about this winter strain?
Decided to raise the level of influenza pandemic alert.
This city's sick like disease and it can't be cured. A few that remain, their brains stained with the bloodshed. When the smoke screens fade, death, disease. You feel a burning sensation, nothing remains. This city's sick like disease and it can't be cured. A few that remain, their brains stained with the bloodshed. When the smoke screens fade, death, disease. You feel a burning sensation.
Can I look at one of these gas masks?
Sure.
What do you want to look at?
Achoo!
Man, I love beats on the chat.
Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. I'ma chill at the crib cause I'm safe here. I ain't even about to drink me a Corona beer. I'm about to stay at the crib for about a year. And I ain't coming back out until this shit clear. I done bought me a mask and a lot of gloves. And I still feel like that is not enough. I ain't shaking no hands, I don't wanna hug. Make sure you wash your hands with a lot of love. So if you got that CV, they gon' find you. If you coughing, I ain't trying to be around you. I ain't even trying to stand beside or behind you. I'ma try to help them motherfuckers find you. I ain't even about to hop on no plane. I ain't even about to stand in the rain. I ain't getting on no train. I ain't even about to drive in my lane. I'm about to stay in the house and play the game. Bitch, move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
Store's pressure sealed. We're not going anywhere.
But Gruber, if we don't dismantle this C4 explosive, this whole building is gonna blow sky high. 60 seconds.
Okay, don't worry, gang. We can do this if we work together as a team. And look, I know this whole COVID situation has really changed the game. So we gotta be smart about this, okay? We're in a small room with very limited airflow.
Good call.
Yeah, great thinking, MacGruber.
Okay, Vicky, pass me that old coffee can.
You got it, MacGruber.
Piper, that lighter fluid.
Coming at you, Groobs.
Now, both of you, hand me your mask.
What?
Why?
No time to explain! Mass! Now!
MacGruber! What are you doing?
Freeing us from tyranny, Vic.
You're welcome.
Well, welcome for what? I really wanted to wear that mask.
Yeah, you just said yourself that we're in a small enclosed room.
Yeah, so we need every drop of oxygen we can get, which is impossible with these stupid face diapers.
Oh, I can finally breathe. Hey.
I gotta say, I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
Don't worry, Vic. I'm vaxxed and relaxed. Here's proof.
I think there's a P missing at the beginning of Pfizer.
You got vaccinated at a Sizzler?
Sure did, Piper. And Vicky, if there was a P in front of Pfizer, it'd be pronounced Pa-Pfizer. But nice try.
Just admit you're not vaccinated.
Okay, fine, you freaking Karens. I'm not getting that stupid shot, all right? Because I don't want the government putting a tracking device in my scrotum.
Ew.
MacGruber, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't need to know what I'm talking about, Piper, because I have a brain. But since you two sheeple are so freaked out, let me assure you, I'm totally anti-Semitic.
Sorry, I'm not sure we heard you right.
I don't have any symptoms.
I think the word you're looking for is asymptomatic.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, it's not.
No, I definitely said I'm anti-Semitic.
Yeah, you did.
So what's the issue here?
MacGruber, 10 seconds!
Look, we may not all agree on this hoax vaccine, but one thing we can all agree on is that I do know how to defuse bombs.
1 second, MacGruber!
Okay, Piper, Hammond!
Right now, I'm in Thailand, quarantined, it's a foreign scene. Can't go to the airport and leave, and I thought my whole life was boring. Jeez, excuse me. I'm about to bang my forehead on the floor and scream. The dude I'm staying with's annoying. How much fucking torture can boredom be? Take my ass to the morgue in peace.
Look, bitch, it's 2020, I was preparing some new bombs and making sure that my competition gon' put a noose on. My aggression ain't really a subtle nuance. I've been in the game 10 years, how can I do wrong? Who's on what I'm on? A savage as usual. I'm back in the booth, I had rappers to poop on. Now there just ain't many brands I can move on. All because someone ain't bad soup in Wuhan.
Well, shit. That's what I heard. I don't know what it was mixed with.
I don't know.
But for someone to jeopardize everyone's life, man, it must have been fucking delicious.
For real.
This shit is fucking ridiculous. Can't be with my son or my siblings. The government tripping. My pussy appointments with dozens of bitches are canceled. Now guess what I'm tugging my dick with?
What? My right hand.
Oh. When I get a tingle inside of my penis, I'm like, hi, my friend.
Hi.
And you know the lotion is sitting on my nightstand. Hey. And when I finish my business, I go to night land. And now I gotta take a weapon, getting groceries. Yeah. Hopefully, motherfuckers know to back away 40 feet. Don't be jokingly mingling if you happen to notice me.
No, I ain't fucking with none of you niggas till the Rona leave.
Ugh. Get back. Hey. Move back. Step back. Y'all better not touch me. Hey. Get back.
Come on.
Move back. Step back. Y'all better not touch me.
Huh.
I done been told y'all niggas back up.
Move.
You don't wanna see me call back up.
No.
So get back.
Hey.
Move back. Step back. Y'all better not touch me.
We all at home. We camping out. I noticed everybody made a TikTok. Oh, we dancing now.
Yeah.
And I see about 400, 500, 600 new hoes made an OnlyFans account.
Get your money, girl. Better get your dope.
Yeah, blast them titties one time.
This ain't funny, girl. You finna be broke.
You don't wanna be a broke bitch.
Somebody told me it was the 5G towers and everybody's immunity spiraling downward. And if it's true, fight the power. The time is now. I gotta divide the crowd from the mindless cowards. I know y'all love when I recite some foul words, especially during the COVID-19 outburst. And I got nothing better to do. Evidence boost. I be spending hours live on IG wowzers.
Wait, hold up.
Wait,
that's strange. I sent a text. Why you ignoring me?
I know you got time to reply, bitch. Don't even lie, cause you in the quarantine.
Yeah, I know how you do. You with your boo. You treating my feelings so morbidly after this song drop. Bitch, I'm blocking you. Don't be surprised when you text that it's going green.
How do we deal with a worldwide corruption? I don't know if the media's hyping up shit. Look at the situation our life is stuck in. I got no toilet paper to wipe my butt with. Whoever did this is on hops and shit. This God forbid the world gets apocalyptic. Will it end soon? Look at all the odds against it.
So don't touch me without my permission.
Ugh. Get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. Hey, get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. I done been told y'all niggas back up.
Move.
You don't wanna see me call back up.
No,
so get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me.
Move.
Why are you such a stupid asshole? Would you really like to know? Well, pay your fee. Remove your clothes and the vet will show you how. You went to school where you were taught to fear and to obey. Be cheerful, fit in, or someone might think you're weird. Life can be perfect. People can be trusted. Someday I will fall in love. A nice, quiet home of my very own. Free from all pain. Happy and having fun all the time. It never happened, did it?
Right across the floor, and the band played "Who Stole the Key?" decay. I turn to you to say, hey Vicky, let's polka tonight. Do you remember the Brighton Beach hot dogs? Do you remember the Rhode Island Reds? Remember the night at Kaczynski's when they put that golden crown on your head? We saw Frankie in old Cincinnati underneath those big blue lights. And when your skies were turning gray, I turned to you to say, hey Vicky, let's polka tonight. All right. Knew they'd be standing before you saying, Vicky, let's polka tonight. Come on. Place when I see your pretty face. Hey Vicky, let's polka
Episode 318 coming at you. This is Matador Caught the Vid.
Lord of mercy.
Caught the fucking vid.
How you gonna do something like that, man? I thought you were a responsible adult.
I guess I'm not. I'm just a scumbag, dirtbag, piece of shit that caught the vid. Like the rest of you fucks, I thought I was above it. I thought I beat the system.
But now you're down in it.
Nope. Down in the shit and almost didn't hit record again.
Yeah, you will not be hearing Nine Inch Nails Closer on this one. But
you won't. We've already played a bunch of tracks that
were
obvious choices.
Reciting lyrics from that song, that's all.
Trent Reznor.
His God.
Modern Genius. No, I don't know. Anyway, how much stuff can you binge watch on Netflix, Amazon?
Well, if you start adding in, you know, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple Plus, Paramount Plus,
we have it all.
Like, you can binge a lot of shit.
What do we got on Paramount Plus? That's one that I haven't watched. Any recommendations?
The live sports that you have access to. That's like the best part of it.
Yeah.
But, there's like some weird Star Trek cartoon that Jimmy the Saint's buddy that was at the wedding is like the producer of or something. So maybe we should support that.
Right on. Below Deck or something like that? Or no, or something deck.
I don't know.
On the deck.
You know, speaking of like Star Trek shit, like, there's that show called The Orville.
Oh, is that back on
It's back on the air, but it's like, it's super weird now. It's like, it's trying to take itself seriously. And be like, more like, actually like Star Trek. And it's like, what?
Who knows?
What the fuck, dude? Like,
there's also a new Star
like,
Trek.
The that humor that ran through those first two seasons was so good, right? And then it was like, then they just totally got away from it when they came back.
Dropped from Fox, I know that much.
Yeah, but that's,
now just on a
that's no surprise, considering. I mean, Family Guy was dropped like three times.
That's how it goes. And yeah, man, just trying to survive the vid. I've been in isolation. This is my first day in the man cave.
Holy cow.
It's been like 8 days or something.
Like cobwebs in the man cave, man.
Yeah. It's just a dark, stinky hole.
Whoa.
What do you got going on this evening, Gower?
Well, funny you should say that. I was supposed to have an open house, like a showing for agents or whatever. And I guess one of the agents got overzealous and was like handing out flyers around the neighborhood trying to promote the open house. And then started getting text messages being like, oh, you thick girl, you look good, like blah, blah, blah. So she felt threatened and scared because they were like, I'll see you at the open house. And so that got canceled.
Yeah. You got to get out of there. Glad you are. Yeah. I hope the housing prices stay
not
high.
Not a great first look option, but
I'm sure the housing prices are not
the great. Social media numbers were looking good as far as like how many people were into it, like on Realtor or whatever it was posted on. Zillow, I think.
Nice. All right, we're closing out the show. I got the COVID. It's a struggle to even make it, but we bring it to you commercial free. As always, and I've lost Gower's video feed.
Yep.
Oh, there he is. All right. Have a good night. Dude. Here comes a bunch of. Here comes the acoustic version of "Fatal Flu" by NoFX. Is it horrible or cool?
We'll find out.
I'm not sure
right now. On the next episode of Rhyme.
No, at the end of this episode, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. On the next installment. All right, here we go. Close it up. Rhyme.
And treason.
Looking back to the past, predictions of the end. Unseen ultraviolet rays are beating on my head. Nuclear threat, wanna bet, will be our demise. The day will come when we'll look to apocalyptic skies. When the news had spread that soon we'd all be dead, well, it just blew our minds. No one could have guessed that our worst fears at best were figments of our time. So it seems that our dreams will never come to be. How could such a viral thing destroy humanity? A few weeks till extinction, and there's nothing we could do. A message sent to other worlds will say it was just the flu. There's no lesson to be learned, 'cause there's no one left to learn it.
If China had acted in a timely manner in that 3-week window when something could have been done, 95% of the cases of COVID would never have happened, and we would not now be in the grip of a global pandemic. That situation is what we are confronting day by day.
Can you explain further what the weaponization of COVID means?
First of all, there was the control of the data so that nobody else could say things about what was really going on and apportion blame in the way we've been talking about, because people simply were not confident about what we knew and did not know. It isn't just bureaucratic inefficiency, people in Wuhan scared of what their bosses in Beijing will say. This is a deliberate cover-up to maintain control, first and foremost, of what's happening inside China. We mustn't underestimate the importance of the Chinese government trying to control its own people and manage its own disasters, without, of course, the rest of the world knowing, but mostly because they're not sure of how Chinese people themselves will react. And the biggest concern at that time was what would happen if all this came out at the time of Chinese New Year. And of course, we now know that that was the worst miscalculation of all, to think you'd get away with allowing millions of people to travel around inside and out of China.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.